But the second truth is that we're all going to spend most of our lives not in that place. We keep veering away from that place again and again and again. In fact, we may spend our lives off course more than we are on course. At the Huffington Post, we even launched an app called GPS for the Soul that gives you a proxy for stress and then personalized guides that help you course correct. But, you know, that snake in the Garden of Eden, our hyperconnectivity to technology, is so wily that we have to be even more wily and use technology in order to disconnect from technology. When we are in that centered place of wisdom, harmony, and strength, life is transformed from struggle to grace. And we are suddenly filled with trust, no matter how many setbacks, challenges, and disappointments we are facing. Because there is a purpose to life that is often hidden, and that often makes sense only when we look back at our lives, not as we are experiencing it. And basically, when we move to that place of trust and grace, we can live our lives, as Rumi suggested, as if everything is rigged in our favor.